You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello, podcasters out there. Welcome to another edition of Money and the Honey with Melanie Hearn and...
I am Kendra Grant.
Kendra Grant. And on this week's episode, we're going to be talking about 2018 wrap-up. Things like what happened, what was your year like? What were some things you want to leave behind in 2018? Last week's episode, we talked about holiday stressors and what you can do to kind of get through them. So hopefully you guys remember them. We probably might do a recap if we got enough time because, you know,
the
Christmas hasn't.
The most important thing, I think, was to tell yourself the truth about what you were really working with.
Exactly. So it hasn't really gotten, Christmas hasn't really gotten here yet. So we still got a little bit of time and we can do a recap on that. This week, do you have anything coming up this week, Kendra?
I have. I'm making Christmas cookies with my granddaughters.
Okay.
And I tried to make a Christmas village last weekend. Like, you know, you think people in the suburbs sit around crafting and stuff. Like, I tried to get on that train, and it is not good. And I spent more money than going to TJ Maxx and buying it. And I think glue guns are from Satan. Like, I can't.
So essentially this week coming up, you have arts and crafts and shit going on is what it sounds
yes,
like.
Yes, but this is what I learned last weekend. Get most of it done before my 3 and 4 year old granddaughters get there.
That's understandable.
You know what I mean? I had the idea that I would do everything with them. That's how you end up needing grandma's little helper. That's how people got hooked on Valium in the 60s.
Very foreseeable. This week, podcasters, I am on a couple different shows.
Where
I'm doing
some
comedy this week. I will be, because Proposal 1 got me stuck for one quick second. If y'all don't know what that is, Google it. Spear used me. Okay, so Friday, I'm going to be with Mike Jeter. Okay, Mike Jeter's going to be headlining. He's my buddy. He's going to be headlining out in Davidson, Michigan, and I will be the feature out there. I'm sorry, I'm not sure who the host is, but I'm sure it's a funny person. And then also Sunday, I will be featuring for Crystal P at a clean comedy show at Funny Bone Comedy Club in Toledo. So
really?
If you are in Toledo this weekend, Sunday at 3 p.m., there's going to be a really funny show with myself and comedian Crystal P. Definitely a very, very funny female comedian. So that is what I have coming up this week. So right now, we are going to go ahead and delve into these 2018, what in the heck do you want to leave behind in 2018? And right now, let me just shout out to people on live. My live people, come on in. This is my podcast with Kendra Money and a Honey. Come on in live. What we are talking about this evening, we are talking about 2018. What do you want to leave behind? What do you not want to take with you to 2019?
What are you carrying around that doesn't fit anymore?
You know what I'm saying? What's in your wallet that you don't need? You know what I'm saying? Don't sue me. Is that Visa or Capital One? Like, don't sue me. But what are some things that you want to leave behind? So you start first. What's something that you want to, that you think you want to leave behind?
I have outgrown explaining myself to others. I'm outgrowing qualifying myself. If I say it, if you've known me a long time, you know I have a good heart and I have this good track record and I say it and it's not enough, you need to go somewhere else.
Okay. So essentially you're saying that if you don't like it, you can get the hell on. I ain't got to keep explaining myself. You know what? I had to learn that too. No is a complete statement.
Think of how often women explain themselves. And think of how little men do. First of all, that's bullshit. But also, how much energy do you expend explaining yourself to people who have known you for years?
But I think men explain themselves all the time. I do. I was going to say they are constantly like he's in here and he's constantly explaining himself. Like, that's just the nature, because we question the hell out of men. So they are going to constantly explain themselves. That's just a given on that one. I particularly think. But something I think I want to leave behind in 2018 is I'm stop being petty. I'm not going to be petty. You know what I'm saying? Like, when somebody, I don't want to have like a petty list in my head of like, you know, when I get on, I ain't fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have that list in my head, but I will have that list in my head of pettiness, of stuff that I want to leave behind. Facebook, what do y'all want to leave behind in 2018? That's what we talking about, that you want to leave. I want to leave behind being petty, because I could be petty, and I got a little checklist, like, you are on my list. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are definitely on my list. Like, oh, okay. Like, when I get on,
how
I ain't gonna know you.
How many years back are we talking?
I don't know. I'm like Mike Jones. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all on me. You know what I'm saying? Mike Jones. I'm talking, I got chubby kid problems from back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So
everybody
I'm gonna bring
does.
That. Yeah. So when you lose weight and then you become like the hot chick, you're like, oh, man, if you didn't love me when I was fat, then you don't love me at all. You know what I'm saying? So I think I got a little petty list. I'm going back. I'm gonna tell you how petty my list go back to. My list go back to a guy named Danaeus. His name was Danaeus. And I don't know where you at, Danaeus, but I liked you, and you dissed me for a light-skinned girl and called me a chocolate cocoa bliss. Wakanda forever. We in now. Wakanda forever. You know, so don't even get on my level right now, Danaeus.
His name sounded like...
You, Danaeus.
A butt.
You know who you are, Danaeus.
Yeah. You know, take that ass somewhere else and...
go.
Like, no.
Take that ass.
Yeah.
Danaeus and that
beat
ass.
It. Beat it. He didn't like her because of her skin. He liked her because he thought he could manipulate her and not you.
Yeah, I don't know about that because we was only like
or he was
eight.
Weak.
We was only like eight.
Oh wait, this the, okay. So
that's why I said you asked me how far my petty list go back. This my
okay,
list
this is
going back to the '80s.
Okay, but this is what I gotta ask
this
you.
Is going back to the '80s
when I picked up my 3 and 4 year old grand. I gotta stop saying that. Everybody who listens at all knows how old they are. They're young. We picked them up from daycare. And they got in the car, and Amina said some kid's name, I forget, Emerson or some, you know what I mean, some little girl's name, that she wouldn't play with her, and she didn't like her. And I said, well, what did you say to Emerson? And she said, I said that she was hurting my feelings. I said, you don't say that. You say, well, I like me, and I got a sister, so I don't need you. My husband's like, she's 4. Like, calm down.
I mean,
if that's what she got in the car talking about, I'm gonna empower her in any way that I can.
What you want to say?
I'm gonna tell you my proud dad moment.
What's your proud dad moment?
Is when I got summoned to the principal's office at my daughter's school because someone was mean to my daughter, and she told them to go away, mm-hmm. and she told them to step off. Mm-hmm. And when they wouldn't, she finally just pushed them and told them to go themselves.
Oh, mm-hmm. How old was she?
She's 11.
Oh, yeah. So she's been exposed.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's actually a talk we had where I told her it was okay in those situations to do what you need to do. And so, like, I get summoned to the principal's office and –
and you took it as a notch on your belt.
And
you're
I was like,
good
I'm
job.
Like, yeah, I'm like, what did you want me to do here? Like, she explained the whole situation. I looked at the principal. I'm like, okay.
And she tried to use coping skills.
And what were you doing to stop this? Nothing? Okay. Well, then she handled it. Next.
You know what? That's a proud dad moment. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just give you a round of applause. I wish I had the little things where I could be like, beep, 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 beep. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Can we get a sound horn like that? In here, Dave?
Yeah, that's my little sound horn. Just be like, baby, I can just kind of picture that. That's a definite proud dad moment. I don't think my dad had those kind of moments with me. It was usually my fault, you know. I think I want to make a come out and publicly just go ahead and let everybody know, Mama, it was my fault that I got kicked off campus. Okay, it was my fault that I got kicked off campus at college. It was my fault. They sent me home,
honey,
over Christmas break and told me don't come back. Do you imagine having to tell your parents over Christmas break that you got kicked out the dorms and you can't come back? Like, I waited all the way until after New Year's. Like, I legit waited till after New Year's and was like, you know what? I'm a...
What was the reason?
My parents had to deal with... I wasn't kicked out of Catholic school, but I was invited not to re-enroll for the following year.
I was politely asked to leave. You know what I'm saying?
After many hours of lawyers, I was just not uninvited to become a certified interventionist again this year. I was invited to, I forget. I was invited to not re. I was invited to not return.
I mean, that's what it is. You get a nice invite not to.
Intervention, and this guy stole stuff from his wife, he stole everything from their house, everything from their kids.
Why?
Because of heroin. He was strung out on heroin. Oh. It's been, you know, and he was allergic to peanuts, highly allergic. And I was like, what are we talking? Like, girl, you better go get a jar, a Jif.
Hey,
put that around your house like it's garlic for a vampire. And so the family was powerful and they got angry.
Real quick, I want to, hey, Ronnie, I want to say hello to some of the people on Facebook. Hey, Ronnie. Hey, hi, Joseph. Guys. Hey, y'all. Real quick, we were talking about things that you want to leave behind in 2018. I said I was going to leave pettiness behind because I've been petty since, I got some stuff since the 80s that I've been petty about. And I feel like I need to let that, you know what I'm saying? I need to let it go. But
well, because you got to tell the truth if you're expending your energy.
You know what? I'm not even literally expending any energy. It's all in the back.
You have to feed a resentment every day.
My subconscious. I don't get up with it like, hey, I'm finna just kill you. It's just like
carrying a resentment is like carrying a chia pet everywhere you go.
It's not really a
resentment.
You
have to feed it.
You know what? Resentment
between you and somebody else.
You know what? It's not really resentment. Let me see what it is. It's trying to stun on somebody. You know what I'm saying? And that's in the Bible. The Bible say, I'm making enemies your footstool, which means translation. I'm a stun on you when I get on. That's all he's saying. So I'm a stun on you. That is the translation. I'm a stun on you. He did say you can stun on them when you get on. So, you know, when I get on, I'm just, you got a stunt. That's what
the words you're looking
that's
for.
That's what it means. You know what I'm saying? According to me, you know what I'm saying? Thou can't stunt. You
I don't
want to
get all Armenic like, on your ass, know. But.
Armenic on my, and then you gonna tell me Armenic on my ass, you know? You
I, gonna, said, I don't want to go.
But you put Armenic in A. At least I was clean. I just was like, you know, stunt.
I know 101. That I have a bad habit. I just said I just came from the intervention field, but I have a bad habit of profanity sometimes.
Well, let's move on real quick to the next topic. What is so? I want to talk about something that we should leave behind that I saw in general on social media. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
Like I'm gonna need everybody to just take a chill pill on everybody having their best life on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see some, like, everybody not rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody a guru. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody get on Facebook, like, and they got the best advice on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just go on to be transparent on Facebook. But then some people be a little bit too transparent, so I want us just to get a happy
median
balance on Facebook. Let's get a Facebook balance. You know what I'm saying? Just enough right here, like Monday, Tuesday, you having a good day. You know what I'm saying? Wednesday, Thursday, it's not. Like, let's do it like Mary J. Blige. Monday, I win, no way. Tuesday, I ain't have no pay. Wednesday, I got some cheese. Thursday, I had him on his knees by Friday. He came back. I wanted to kiss you on Saturday. On Sunday, I was broke again. Now, what are we going to do? Like, that's how I want to see somebody's Facebook page. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't own the rights to that song, Mary J. Blige. I just want to say that real quick.
You
don't own
the rights
to the music, Mary J. Blige. But if you do want to, remix that,
you have to have the balance between being real and using Facebook as your diary. Like, nobody wants to read all that.
I do. Sometimes I do. You get into a good thread and some popcorn, shoot, I'm straight as hell. You get into some good thread. I might have to take that back off the list. What y'all think, Facebook? Should we take that back? I might take that back off the list because
no,
that is a good,
show me your best
that's a damn good, you get into a good thread. You like, you know what? There's some cool ass petty shit going on over here. Like, hold on. Phone be beeping. Like,
okay,
I don't want to miss nothing.
But at what point are you like responsible for, not shooting somebody who brought a rubber band to the gun duel. You know what I mean? Like at some, like,
because that's what you watch from a distance. That's why you scroll. You just watch it from a distance. Like, oh shit. Now if it's getting a little too heated, I'm gonna log out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what? Hey, I feel like I'm about to jump in, so I'm gonna just get off this thread. You know what I'm saying? But
I need to capture.
I like a good Facebook thread every now and again. I like a good Facebook.
No,
fight.
I need to capture hidden video of me trying to explain to my husband that people bully people online, and there's like alphas on quote unquote air quotes everybody alphas on Twitter that are just really awful people on Twitter to females in particular. And I tried to explain that to my husband, and he was
what's
like,
"What's alpha Twitter? What's
an alpha male?
I mean, I know what an alpha male is. Like, so they just pounce on the people on Twitter.
They like, I guess it's called cyberbullying." you would consider it.
Yeah.
And that's not called you. That's what it is. It's really real for people. But what I want to get video of is me trying to convince my construction worker husband that there's men who tweet, and he, like, his face, he's just perplexed. And they're tweeters? Yeah, baby, they're mean. They're aggressive. He goes, and they think that they're tough. Yeah, they say awful things on the tweeter.
On the tweeter?
They're tweeter tough?
That's funny.
He doesn't believe me that it happens.
No, it's a whole world. It's a whole world. Joseph, they do, he said there's some things that, okay, there are some things that need to be gone and some things that don't, like dictionary length stories on Facebook.
Dictionary what?
Dictionary length stories on Facebook. Some stories be good, though. I told y'all, like, sometimes I might have to take that back because some statuses, I mean, it depends. You know, I hit the beginning and then I hit the bottom. You know what I'm saying? And then if the bottom and the middle hit me, you know, and then I'm going to hit the middle. You know what I'm saying? Like, like a little preview. Like, if the first sentence get me and the last one, like, and that in conclusion and it get me, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to go on and jump into the middle of all this. You know what I'm saying?
Don't you scroll and see, like, how many comments there are?
No, I mean, because I don't
Does
be really
care.
Does
that ever get your eye? How many comments?
No, because sometimes it'd be too many and I just lose it. But I do know I'd have to just read. Like I said, it got to be the beginning and the top part. And that just kind of let me get into there, you know. Hi, Tatira. How you doing? How y'all doing? I think that's Heather and Erica. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? We're just talking about some stuff that I want to see left behind in 2018. Kendra, did you have anything on your list? Because your list may be vastly different from mine.
Mine, what I wanted to leave behind in 2018, well, what affected me the most in 2018 was the election and the depths of depravity that some people would go to protect billionaires and their middle class. What are you talking about? What do you, like, and to see, you know, when the way that racism has come out, the way that it's been weaponized, and the way that the reaction has been weaponized.
It hasn't been weaponized. It's been codified. That's the difference.
Like, I don't know what that means,
it
Dave.
It's not that it's weaponized. It's that it's somehow become more socially acceptable now.
Right. But what I'm talking about is the way that when decent people had a normal reaction to racism, and that reaction and that resistance was then used by the right to say, look at these people, they're reacting. It's like they're overreacting. Racism doesn't exist. The way that communications were manipulated throughout the election for there to be, I feel like it was just hard. It was just hard to watch. I understand what Dave's talking about, the dog whistling that went on and how so many racists came out after that happened. But I'm talking about the way when people have a decent response, the way that was then criticized to protect a bully. It's disgusting.
So in 2018, we can do, we can do better in 2018. But like I say, history often has a way of repeating itself. So if I would say the same thing to sit down with my parents or my grandparents, they would say the same thing. So for being African-American in this country, it's not, you know, right. What's the difference? But with that being said, you know, we're just progressively move along, and you know, as things go on, prayerfully everything gets better. That's why I do comedy, and my comedy is for everybody because everybody deserves a laugh. I feel like everybody goes through the same issues. People want to raise their kids the right way. People get dumped. People fall in love. People are broke. People get fired. you know, people get scammed. Like, people, just, you know, shit happens. So that's how I feel like I do comedy, because my type of comedy bridges people together, you know. And, you know, if I can get a multicultural audiences, which is usually what I do, mm-hmm. To come together and laugh about the same thing, that's the goal. So laughter makes it stronger. Laughter is good for the soul. And, you know, maybe we'll just laugh this bitch out the office. So some things that I would like to see a couple trends go and stuff going like 2018. Actually, you know what? 2018, it's been some ups and downs, but for the most part, it's been cool. Like, it's been a year of
a lot of
growth. I would say that it's been a good year. The first half started out a little rocky. The last half has ended up pretty good. So I say we can.
I say we think. Whatever.
Do from there. But I don't want to see
our issue one.
What I don't want to see, though, what I do not want to see, though, let's not bring stuff back from the night. Like, I know we rebooting all these shows, but we're taking it too far. You know what I'm saying? It's some shows that I feel like I don't want to see a reboot on. So can we just slow it down? Like, I was really, I really didn't have to see Murphy Brown again. You know what I'm saying? It's cool.
I've never seen it, because
Corky not Corky no more. She kind of old, so she not Corky no more. She not the spring chick. You know what I'm saying? She powwow or something. Like, she not, of course, she a whole German Shepherd. Like, she not Corky no more, you know? So I just feel like, I don't want to see. So some of those shows, it's hard to reboot. Like when they did Roseanne, they rebooted it, and then everybody was like, oh, and Darlene and them was the same, and they in the same room, and you know what I'm saying? It was just like, I don't want to see too many more. Full House was weird, you know what I'm saying? Without the twins on there, it was weird not seeing the twins on there. And then if the twins was on there, they look like they 82. So I mean, how can you explain this? How can you explain that these twins are 82 and everybody else on the show look like they 25? So I don't know how, especially John Stamos. You know what I'm saying?
I know what I mean.
Like, John Stamos is like a vampire. Like, he ain't aged a bit. And then here they come looking like the Walking Dead. You know, but then they look like the opposite of the vampire. You know what I'm saying? They look like.
You know what? I'm sick of in 2018.
What'd you say?
Women saying that, like, Oprah interviewing people who have aged gracefully. And they've had a cool 6 figures of work on their face. Like, that, why are you the lady sitting there talking about aging gracefully and your tits are like a half inch from your chin from your last surgery? That's not graceful. You haven't, like, just came out of the bariatric chamber, lady. What are you talking about?
Now, you know what? That is true. I don't know about, like, Oprah, because I never seen it. Sharon Stone, too. But I, just in general, like, let's stop doing the side-by-sides. With the tea, and then after, like, and you got surgery too. Like, come on, let us know.
Well, if you want to
let us know, it's cool, but just let us know.
Celebrate it, but don't let us know. Don't sit and sell. Don't sell a book to women about aging gracefully, please.
I'm aging pretty good. I'm aging pretty good.
I'm sure you are.
I'm aging pretty good. Maybe like black don't crack, but them knees do. Got to save some cartilage. So I'm just looking forward to everything that we got coming up. But I don't want to see a couple things. But like I said, you know what?
Okay, so what do you want for 2019? Did I cut you off? Finish your sentence.
I feel like Don Cornelius, love, peace, and soul. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that was the answer that I was supposed to say. I just want to just live a good life. Like, before I do anything, before we do leave this show tonight, we're going to leave on a couple minutes. We're going to do this and, you know, wrap up. Really quickly, Detroit lost a legend, comedian Kool-Aid, a.k.a. Tyrone Wright, passed away. So we do want to give a shout out to him because he is one of the greatest that ever did it. Every time you go out of town or something like that, they gonna ask, do you know Kool-Aid? Do Kool-Aid know you? So definitely we went out to Baker's yesterday. The whole city showed up. It was packed. Nice. Yeah, you missed a great event. Mike Bonner, Coco, Foolish, Shiny D, Tony Roberts, Martini, anybody you can name, Josh, everybody was there. So a great man passed. And if anything that I can take into 2019 or I can tell anybody that we're talking is that live your best life. You know what I'm saying? Live your best life. Love, forgive, move on, move past, just live your best life, you know, and love on everybody, you know, and don't, no matter what you're going through, don't let it get you down, because he didn't. And I just wanted to say I love you and rest in funny, my brother. And it would not be right for me to do this podcast and not show you no love and let everybody know in the world know how great of a man that you are. So rest in funny, my brother.
How long were you doing comedy when you met him?
About 3 years in. So, and you know, so I wasn't on him as long as everybody, but just the impact that he made, and just anytime you knew you was going to be on the bill with him or on the show with him, it was an honor, but you also were scared because you were like, oh man, he on the show, he watching, you know.
It was like a Terminator.
Yeah, because I mean, because he definitely was going to come in there and assassinate and everything like that. So we only got 3 minutes left, guys, and I just had to take that time to shout out my boy and everything like that, and let my Detroit comedians know and my comedy family know that and his family, I'm praying for you guys, love you guys. You know, we all we got. Also coming up this month, let me just give you a random on my shows. Gonna be in Davidson on Friday, Toledo, then I'll be at the Corridor on the 27th with Zach Martina, the Third Corridor. But you can look me up, Melanie Hearn, on Facebook. I post all my shows. We'll be back next week talking about relationships, what it's like being single versus what it's like being married, because I'm single. I got situationships. Kendra's going to give her input.
We're going to talk about your actual relationship status, not married or single, happy or not happy.
Sad or
and
not sad.
And the difference between content and form.
And all that good stuff. So listen, guys, thank you for tuning
in.
What's up, Stroma? What's up, Joseph? What up, everybody? Thank y'all for tuning in to Money and the Honey. We're going
to
post it up. We'll be back.
Send it to Melanie.
Yeah, if you want to hear a topic on here, send it to me. Let me know. If you see me in the streets, just be like, scoot, scoot. I got a topic for you. Listen. Oh, and shout out to Plug. Hey, lady, I got you get plugged on. Wanted to just throw that out. Hey, Heather Kyles, I got to get off here. Y'all just coming on at the same time at when I'm getting off air, and I'll be messing up at the same
time.
We'll
be here next week.
I love y'all. Peace out.